liftoff of the Space Shuttle Discovery with the Hubble Space Telescope, our window on the universe.
Hubble was launched aboard the Space Shuttle Discovery in 1990. Mission Control saw something it hadn't expected, fuzzy images. Hubble Space Telescope Program Manager Douglas Broom delivered the troubling news.
The conclusion we've come to from that is that there's a significant spherical aberration appears to be present in the optics, in the optical telescope system optics.
In other words, the outer edge of Hubble's primary mirror had been ground too flat, off by roughly 1/50th the thickness of a human hair. In 1993, a shuttle mission carried a replacement camera, WFPIC-2, and an instrument with corrective lenses called COSTAR for astronauts to install on the telescope.
COSTAR inserted mirrors into the optical beam that corrected the light for all the other instruments.
National Air and Space Museum curator David Dvorkin says the fix proved that very difficult and very complicated operations could be undertaken by shuttle astronauts.
The whole idea of living and working in space is doing useful stuff, and this certainly was useful. On the astronomical side, and you might say on the technical side, it represents how fast telescopes are improving. Because Hubble was only repaired once, but it was upgraded 4 times.
COSTAR and WFPIC were replaced in 2009 and are now on exhibit in the museum. Hubble images have become better and sharper over time. Its data has allowed astronomers to look back 14 billion years to the beginning of the universe, and they can see that it's expanding. Dvorkin says the powerful space telescope has led to other important breakthroughs.
Understanding star-forming regions, how stars form out of gas and dust, and now the ability of the Hubble to see deeply into the infrared, far deeper than before, has shown us the processes inside these interstellar clouds that literally are forming the stars and their interaction with the dust and gas around them.
As Hubble nears the end of its journey in space, Dvorkin says it has paved the way for its replacement. The James Webb Space Telescope, with an expected launch date of 2018, will probe even further beyond the spectrum of light with a primary mirror 5 times larger than Hubble.
The James Webb is optimized for infrared because all of the most amazing discoveries about galaxy formation, star formation, and the kinds of stuff that astronomers want to know is in the infrared.
Meanwhile, Hubble remains a workhorse for astronomers and continues to delight the public with dazzling images. No more service missions are scheduled for repairs or upgrades. Roseanne Skirbel, VOA News, Washington.